Hey everybody, this is Garrett Kars, and today is August 2nd, and we are praying for our elected officials and the government. And there's a couple passages of scripture that I wanted to talk with you before we spend a moment in prayer. And the first one is Romans 13:1 that says, "Let everyone be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established." The authorities that exist have been established by God. And then also 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 and 2, it really gives us a charge to pray for our elected officials and the government that we are a part of. And it says this, "I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness." And so today, as we begin to pray for the people who are in authority over us, I pray that we would have these verses in mind, that not only has God established the people who are in authority over us, but that we are called to pray for people who are elected officials and the people who are in roles of government. And right now it seems like this is such a divisive topic, and one of our jobs as Christians, as believers, is just to simply pray, maybe not to get caught up in all the hubbub that has surrounded this very hot topic item, but what if we actually just simply prayed? And so would you pray with me for them today? Lord, thank you for establishing the authorities that are over our lives. Thank you that you are our ultimate authority and that you have placed people in our lives as our authority. And Lord, we lift up those who are elected officials, that you would guide their decisions, that you would guide them as they work for the people that elected them. We pray for the people who are in charge of our government, whether that is our state or that is our country, that you would continue to show us the way that we are supposed to live our lives, that you would continue to show people how to live a Christian life in this world. And Lord, we're thankful for everything that you have given us and everything that you have established in our lives, including the authorities that you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you have a good day. Go in peace.